Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME. I'm Maria Hettenbach, H-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H. And as you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Hettenbach as described in the report cited above. Pritchard is now a 51-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 12-22-14. Pritchard fell in a pothole while unloading a trailer and injured her right knee. Pritchard did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including four surgeries, one of which was a knee replacement. Pritchard also underwent an Oates procedure, microfracture, an arthroscopic surgery. Pritchard is no longer receiving any active care, period. In paragraph, the only new medical documentation provided was a report of an independent exam by Dr. Tucker on 7/25/22, period. He noted, after the knee replacement, she developed stiffness and had a manipulation on 5/5/21, period. It was now a little over a year since her last procedure, and she continues to have pain and stiffness in the right knee and pain in the right quadriceps, period. Upon exam, she had full extension of the right knee with flexion to 110 degrees. Period. That was painful and a hard stop. Period. This also causes pain in her mid-quadriceps muscle. Period. There was no defect or deformity of the quadricep. Period. There was some swelling of the patellar tendon, but there was no effusion. Period. She had a very clinically obvious patella baja. Period. The patella tendon is clinically significantly shortened and swollen. Period. X-rays of the knee showed a total knee arthroplasty that is well fixed and well aligned and well sized with significant patella baja at a ratio of 0.6. Period. MRI of the right thigh reviewed multiple axial, coronal, and sagittal views showed no quadriceps muscle abnormality nor femur abnormality. Period. He concluded the patella baja cannot be surgically corrected and is a permanent problem. Period. Any further surgeries would worsen her arthrofibrosis and patella baja and make her symptoms worse. Pretty then recommended no further treatment except for a daily home exercise program. Pretty would also have permanent disabilities due to the lack of knee flexion and chronic pain. Period. New paragraph, you have also advised that she received an order approving settlement on 7/29/19. Period. That will be incorporated from the cover letter, if not already in the prior reports. Physical exam. Extremities lower and specially really healed. Longitudinal scar at the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right knee motion was from 0 to 100 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Paired motion of the left knee was filled with crepitus upon flexion. Paired motion of the hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired she was tender to palpation at the anterior proximal right shin, but there was none on the left. Paired she describes experiencing left hip tenderness for the last 7 months. Period. And then knee maneuvers are normal, lumbar sacral. She changed position fluidly, was able to squat to 70 degrees, complaining of anterior knee tenderness. Period, she had tenderness of palpation about the left graded trochanter, but not the right. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Maria Hettenbach injured her right knee at work on 12/22/14. Period, the summary of her treatment will be inserted from my prior report. Period. Since seen here, most recently, she was evaluated by Dr. Tucker on 7/25/22. Pretty recommended it against any further surgical procedures. and placed her on permanent restrictions. In paragraph, the current examination was similar to that found by Dr. Tucker. Appeared she had decreased right knee flexion with a hard stop at 100 degrees. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the knees were negative. Appeared she did not have a limp or intelligent when walking. Appeared new paragraph, my opinions relative to the permanency and causation are the same and will be marked.